Tom, after a couple of days break over here, page 147, we are still in Sif Aleph. We had a couple more hours left in the Mishnah Berurah. Back in Sif Katan, you're the Aleph, page 147 in the first column over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Kishiroim Ochli Munachim Alar, second line down. He says, if you see food on the floor, Asur Lele Chulahanichim, you're not allowed to pass by food. Ela Tzarech Lahagbiyam, you're supposed to pick them off the floor. Im Lo B'makum Dikil Meichel Kshafim, could go and kick our Shalom. Gemara and Erevin talks about that for some reason, a whole loaf of bread was some kind of problem of kshafim, witchcraft. So therefore, it was that was the problem, then you don't have to pick it up. But I guess nowadays, I don't know if you're really worried about witchcraft. You're supposed to pick up food if you see on the floor. Kavachomer. Even more so when it comes to bread. If you see bread on the floor, you don't leave bread on the floor, and you are chayiv to pick it up. I did see B'Shem Rovel Yashav, the Rovel Yashav brings down, that the bread's on the floor in a way that no one would eat it. That it's disgusting. In other words, it's already been puzzled from it. It's already lost its shame ochel from it. And therefore, you do not have to go ahead and pick it up. Okay? In those cases, you would not have to pick it up. Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal over here. Dibur Masel Tzorich. Lanir, Nir Lanias Daitilu Asher Lahashir Ochli Munachim Alarts El Makum Shalulim B'dei Adam Ledarsa. The only time that you have this chiyuv of picking up the food is people are going to trample on it. Remember, we're talking about over here, Hesed Ochlin, Bizayin Ochlin, Hesed Ochlin, so people are going to trample on food. It's not nice, you got to pick it up. Vainu ein mavir nalochlin, that's the din over here, ein mavir nalochlin. Klomar, ein gormli v'nei adam lavor, you can't cause other people to be over on passing by this food. Okay, if it's there as a trap, okay, whatever, over here it's chayish or kshofim and things like this, then you don't have to pick it up. Once again, Rav Yoshev held, no, if it's going benissel from achila, then you do not have to go ahead and pick it up. Okay, so that is one din over here in terms of not being chayiv to, when you are chayiv to go ahead and pick up food. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings out one more din. Itzavi b'gemara. From Tainus Dav Chav to Ravuna Sover. Michael Aldum ein machinu tolu behema vuadin la'ofos. Rav Huna the Gemara in Tainus says you're not allowed to serve people food to animals. You don't give people food to animals. You have a dog in the house. They give him steak or food from the table. According to Rav Huna, this is us. Okay? Same thing for feeding the birds. Omnam, however, the Mishnah Berurah, like he does, he uses the lashon of Omnam many times. That's how the Mishnah Berurah is fasting. The Eliyahu is stopping him alocha k'Rav Huna b'zeh. The Eliyahu has a suffix if we paskin like the Shita Rav Huna in the Gemara. The ayin machzeh shekel shemitzadi. The bottom line he says over from the machzeh shekel is dim ein lo davar acher la'achol ki ma'achol adam. If you have no other food to feed the animal, you have a chiyuv to feed, especially if it's your animal, like we learned before. You even have a chiyuv to feed him before you. Then you're allowed to feed the ma'achol adam. The kulei amal mutter. The asher nimishum zeh noagim olam hatir la'achol ofos pas. Maybe that's the reason why the minig olam is to sprinkle the leftover breadcrumbs to the birds, because if you have nothing else to feed them, then you'll be okay to go ahead and feed them that. That's what comes out over here. Okay, let's move on now to see Vase more about the Hefsid Ochlin. Over here it says, Mechaber, lo yeshev adam al kupa melea teinim v'grogros, av al yoshev hu al yigul shal devela al kupa melea kitnios. Basically over here, if you sit on a container full of soft fruit, you're going to ruin the fruit. You're going to destroy the fruit, and therefore, teinim v'grogros, figs and dates, those you can't sit on because they're going to become disgusting. But you can sit on a box full of eagle shells, velo, kupam lea, kitnios, which are harder, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's a good gimel, shim kashim, veinim, eat machim, they're not gonna get destroyed. You're allowed to sit on it, so therefore the same thing, if you have a box of, whatever it might be, whatever food it might be, and it's gonna be soft, you can't sit on it. If it's gonna be hard, you can go ahead and sit on it. Sif gimel. Motor le'echol daisa bepas v'makum kaf. Okay, if you have food, we're not talking about over here, they make bread. And into the shape of a spoon. You take bread, and in the place of a spoon, you use the bread to pick up the food that's on the plate. You have a bowl of oatmeal, and you dip the bread into the oatmeal. It says over here, motor lechol daisa bepas makom kaf, you could use bread as your spoon in the place of a spoon. Vushi yochala pas achakach, but so long as afterwards. Basically, the first case over in the Mechaber is you have let's say the bowl of oatmeal, and you just take the bread, and you keep on sucking the oatmeal off the bread. Eventually, it says you have to eat the bread. V'amedaktikim, the medaktikim, ochlim b'chol pam shemachnis l'toch piyam, ma'at mina pasim in a dice. They won't use it just as a spoon, the bread. Every bite, every time they pick up the oatmeal with the bread, they'll take a little bit of the bread with it. That's the medaktikim would do. But really, maker the din, even if you just want to use it as a spoon at the beginning, so long as you're going to eat the bread at the end, that's going to be fine. Says the Ramah, adds the Ramah over here, v'anishar mina pas, achakach, ochle okto, whatever you have left over the bread after the oatmeal's done, you should eat the bread also. Once again, you should try and eat all food. The food is supposed to be finished, if possible. But once again, it's not bal tashchis. If you're full, you don't have to stuff your body. Bal tashchis de gufa adifa. Then we move into the Gemara and Daf Nun Amud Beis Sif Dalet Hey. And really, next seminar I'm going to be based on the Gemara and Daf Nun Amud Beis. Well, they're different Gemaras, but they're Amshach. Says the Mechaber over here. Says the Gemara over here. Bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Tan Rabban. Mamshichin yayin bitzinorok lifnei chasen v'lifnei kala v'zark lifnei klayos legozim yomasachama avalo biyamosa gishamim. Says over here, and it's hard to know exactly what the case is. Sounds like they had some type of tube, and they would pour wine through this tube in front of the chasen the kala, and it was some type of simcha that they have with the chasen the kala. So over here, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What was happening at the end of the tube? The wine went to waste. Das of the Ravid is the wine went away, so it's part of the Simcha for Simcha Chasana Kala. We allow you to go ahead and waste the wine. Or Kiryachal, waste the wine. Rashi, though, over here, does not say like this. Rashi says, V'ain kan mishum bizayin v'hesed. You know, it's not a problem of hesed and bizayin ochlin. L'fishim ikavlun otober rosh piatzin or bekli. They would put a kli at the end of the tube, and they would collect the wine at the end, and they would drink the wine at the end. It wasn't just for Simcha. They would not mevaz of the wine would not go to waste, and that's how the mechaber is going to paskin over here. Says the mechaber, "Manshichin yayim b'tzinoros lifnechasim nekalo." You can pour the wine through these tzinoros in front of the chasim nekalo. V'hushi kablenu bekli v'piat tzinor. As long as you accept it with a kli at the end, in order that it does not go to waste. As the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, "Sikadim chav v'dilav hachi ikamishum hafsid ochlin." Because if not this, it's going to be a hafsid of ochlin. And therefore, you can understand the rest of the Gemara. How the Ravid explains, I don't remember, because the rest of the Gemara is beferish, they can't be mastered the Ochl. He says, Vizorkin lifnem, klayus vegozim biyamosachama, sheninimosim, you could throw in front of them, the minig was, to throw in front of them klayus vegozim, different types of nuts, in front of the chasin and kala, they were not gonna get, disgusting, because yamosachama, the floor was clean. Avalo yamosachama, when it's raining outside, it's muddy, you're not allowed to throw yamosachama, because they're gonna get disgusting. Have a low gluskos la'olam. You can never throw bread in front of them. You can never throw things that are going to become disgusting like we saw earlier on. So this is the Makara, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down all of a similar din over here. Sivkot and Kaf Aleph, second line in. He says, Yesh mikomo shin hiu kayop. Lizrok tzimukim lifnei ha-chasin, to throw raisins in front of the chasin b'shabes shifnei chatunato. And the Shabbos, the offer to throw raisins in front of the chasin b'shash shikornato la'aftamafter. When do you get some after? The lo yofa hemosim, but it's not a good minog, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shirakin hem. Why is it not a good minog? Because raisins are soft. V'nimosin all these, and they're going to become disgusting. You throw raisins in front of the chasin, the raisins are going to become disgusting. You know who's going to eat them? It's going to become bizayin of the och. Okay, therefore, the minog developed after this. The Mishnah Berurah is against the raisins. Okay, so now we have candies that are wrapped in a wrapper, things like that, so they're not going to become disgusting. At the same time, Poskim are against it for a different reason. One is Sakana, as Rashiva always points out, one of his sons, Ofras, someone had to go to the hospital, someone whipped a candy in front of someone's eye. Okay? It's not a game. It's not a game. It's not something to throw the chasen. Who's going to throw it harder at the chasen's head? There's no reason there's no mitzvah to do that, and there's no mitzvah to have hard candies. You can have soft candies that are not gonna hurt. Furthermore, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal points out over here, says Lizrok Tibur Maschel Lizrok Hayom Zorkin Al Chasim Al Bar Mitzvah Mamtakim Sheino Nimasim. Nowadays we throw at both a Chasim and a Chasim Bar Mitzvah. We throw them candies; they're not going to be disgusting. He says, "Well, Tzarich Ilani Yisaiti Mutol Lizrokim Al Sefer Torah." But the fact that the Sefer Torah is a good minhag that the Sefer Torah ends up getting hit also by the candy. So lefachot. To make sure that they cover the Sefer Torah with the mantle, and some cover also with the talus, in order that there's no bizarreness to the Sefer Torah. But still, Nevinsel's not so excited about the minhag at all, in terms of throwing it when the Sefer Torah is around. Something would now do it at different times, when the Sefer Torah is not out. But that is the makor of the minhag over here. You see already from the Mishnah Berurah that they had. Okay, so that is the minhag that we all know about. Sif hei, hazorkin chitin lifnei chasanim, those who throw chitim. There was also some type of minhag that they would throw chita in front of chasani tzarech lizar shlo yizark al makom naki. You have to make sure you throw it into a clean place. And after they're thrown, you have to sweep them up in a clean way that they can be eaten afterwards. Once again, if they're going to become disgusting and no one's going to be able to eat from them, then it's going to be usur to go ahead and do this. All right, let's start over here, Simon Kuf Ayin Beis, and then we'll continue from here next time. A little bit of an introduction over here to a very important Simon, very interesting Simon over here. What happens if someone puts food into his mouth and he forgot to make a brach? And I said before, it's the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara brings down three different braces that say three different things. It says, Tanya Chad of Bolan. Says one braise says you're supposed to swallow the food. Vitani idach poltan. Another says you're supposed to spit it out. Vitani idach mesalkan. And a third braise says you're supposed to put it in the side of your mouth and then go ahead and make the bracha. What's going on over here? Three different braises saying three different things. The Gemara comes and answers up that the three braises are talking about three different cases. Lokash says the Gemara. Had the Tanya Bolan, the braise that says you're allowed to swallow it or you should swallow it, that's talking about bimashkin. That's talking about if you put liquid into your mouth. Liquid in your mouth, swallow it. Vah, the Tanya Poltan, the braise that says you're supposed to spit it out, bimidi dilomimus. It's talking about something that does not become disgusting when you put it into your mouth. Let's say it's a hard sucking candy. A hard sucking candy you should spit out and then go ahead and make the bracha. Vahad the Tanya Misalkon, the braisa that says you put it to the side of your mouth, the meat eat a mimis. That's talking about something that's disgusting. If you would spit it out, no one's gonna eat it. It's tuna fish. I don't know. Okay, you put tuna fish in your mouth, no one's gonna spit it out and put it back into his mouth. So therefore it says put it to the side of your mouth and then go ahead and make the bracha. Okay? But then the Gemara says, what's the problem? Why even the hard candy? Put it in the side of your mouth, make the bracha. Why do I have to spit it out first? Answers the Gemara, It says for yourself to fill your mouth with the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So l'chatchila, we have a chiyuv, when we make a bracha, we have nothing in our mouth when we make a bracha, and the same thing for davening. You see over here, it's absolutely awesome. You're not allowed to daven with chewing gum in your mouth. Okay, besides, for the little guy with the also to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're supposed to have a mouthful of praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, in a case where the food's gonna become disgusting, and you have no other way to do it, okay, so you put it to the side of your mouth, and b'diyev, you make a bracha, but in a case where you could spit it out, it's not gonna become disgusting, better make the bracha with a mouthful of praises and not while something else is in your mouth. So the mechaber over here. So now, if with saying that, Sif Alf is going to talk about the case of the liquids. Sif Beis is going to get a case of the salads between something disgusting and not something disgusting. We see over here the Gemara Paskins that by liquids, you go ahead and swallow it. The Shaila is with the bracha or without a bracha. The pashtus is, if you're swallowing it, how do you make a bracha now? You can't make a bracha, you already swallowed the food. And therefore, the shita, the Rambam, and other Rishonim is that you go ahead and you go ahead and swallow it, and you don't make a bracha on it. Okay, you swallow it without a bracha. That would be the pashtus. And then if you have more liquids afterwards, you'll make a bracha on that. If not, then you will not have a bracha. Comes the Rosh and says, no! All the other two cases of the brisa of Misalkun and to spit it out, to put it on the side of your mouth, that's talking about how you're going to make a bracha. He says, all three cases are going to go to make a bracha. The Rosh says you go ahead and swallow, and you can even make a bracha after swallowing. Oh, we know you have to make a bracha before eating the food. In Overlasiyasam by Birchas HaNenin, says the Rosh, that he learns out, since you knew you needed to make a bracha while it was still in your mouth, and really, you could have made the bracha while it's in the mouth. There's a technical problem. You can't make a bracha while food's in your mouth. You can't make a, how are you going to make a bracha? Therefore, even if you have to swallow, it's still considered over lasia son. After swallowing, you still say shakol ni abidvaro on the drink. That machlokas between the Rosh and Rambam turns into a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Roma. Let's see inside, and then we'll continue from here next time. Says the Mechaber, shokach vihichnis mashkin letoch piblo bracha. Someone may have forgot, and he put mashkin in his mouth without a bracha. Bolan ve'enu mivarech aliyam bracha rishona. You swallow it, and you don't make a bracha rishon on it. Okay, that's the sheet of the Mechaber, passing like the sheet of the Rambam. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim d'mivarech v'chein nira ikr. He says, I believe that you're supposed to make a bracha on it, like the sheet of the Rosh, that's thicker than the sheet. So therefore, machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama, Do we paskin like the Rambam, no bracha? Do we paskin like the Rush, yes bracha? We'll get to Allah Lamaisa, we'll see the Mishabruz going to be Machmer for Shitas the Mechaber over here, say not to make a bracha, we'll see that inside, and also a couple more things in terms of this, and we'll move on to food next time. Adkan for today.